Our thought today is this: all for a purpose. Dear friends, you're not here today by chance. The good Lord foreordained you to be here today. And the purpose of the Lord today for you is this: to bless you. The Lord has a desire to bless you, to bring joy to your heart, and to enable you to end 2023 on a high note. God's plan and purpose for you can be fulfilled in your life today if you will simply be obedient to what it is that the Lord would have you to do. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I came in here this morning with my head hung low. Well, dear friends, I got news for you today. You can depart here with your head held high. You may have said, Brother Lynn, I came in here just a dragon. Well, dear friends, I tell you, through and by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can leave here skipping and high-stepping. God has a purpose for you today. God wants to bless you. He has a desire to bless you. Why? Simply because He loves you. Friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John, chapter number 2. Lord willing, for just the next few minutes, we're going to be able to look at John chapter number 2. We're going to read today down through verse number 12 of this blessed text. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. There were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 and 3 farthings apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, saith unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine. When men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren, and his disciples. They continued there not many days. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, the Holy Ghost began to remind me of Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 19, where the Word of God says that Mary pondered and kept things in her heart. Well, you see, dear friends, the Lord blessed Mary, and he enhanced her life in a great and in a tremendous way. I thought a lot about that these days of late when we begin to reflect on this past year, how that the Lord has blessed us and shown us his goodness. And I believe, dear friends, we're to keep that in our heart, and in the trying times that we face in life, we're to ponder on these things and allow God to bless us. For you see, dear friends, the Lord has a purpose. He has a divine will for your life and my life. When the Lord led us, John chapter number 2, the Holy Spirit would have us today to focus on verses 4 and verse 5 of this wonderful scripture. And the Bible, as it began to unfold, the Holy Spirit, began to speak as only He can to bring to us a message to encourage us and instill in us that the Lord God Almighty has a desire for us to be blessed. If you look at John chapter number 2, you will see there that the Lord bless in a great and in a mighty way. Here in verse number 4, when Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come." What did He mean by that? What Jesus meant was this, dear friend. He did not want this miracle to be enhanced, to be put up on a pedestal, because that the Lord Jesus Christ had a desire to be a blessed. This was not a dog and pony show. What God was doing through His Son was to bring glory to His name. So Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come." You say, Brother Lynn, when did His hour come? His hour came at Calvary. You remember what Christ said. He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." And then from that moment on, Jesus Christ's hour had come. But at this time, His hour had not. And God would use His only begotten Son to do great and mighty works, to be a blessing. The Holy Spirit today is working mightily to bless you, to help you, to enable you to thrive in this world of sin and decay. It's not a flash in the pan. What God has a desire to do is a divine work in your life for the divine purpose of bringing glory to God. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at the text from John chapter number 2, and you see there that Jesus had a message for His mother. His mother had pondered many things in her heart. She knew in the company that she kept. She knew who was in her midst. I pray today, dear friend, that we know and that we realize who is in our midst. For the Bible says, where there are two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst of us. Praise be to God, the Lord Jesus Christ is here. He's here. He's here for the reason to bless you and to help you. He's not here to be seen. He's here, praise God, to be glorified. And I began to look at that, and He said what that He said, because Mary knew that the one that was there that day could do all things. Let us today, dear friends, know and realize in our heart that the one that we serve and the one whose company we're in, praise God, can do all things. That's part of His purpose, and His plan for you is to do all the things that's needed in your life if you'll let Him. If you'll let Him. People says, "I have not." You know why we have not? Because we ask not. We can't do unless we're willing to do. Mary asked. She didn't ask to miss. She asked. She asked out of love. I thought about that a lot. This morning when we had her donuts and her devotion, Angie, Miss Angie, always worries about us running out. Well, we had enough to feed this community almost. We wasn't going to run out, but I'd rather have more than not have enough. And I thought about Mary. No doubt she was tense. No doubt she was troubled because the refreshment was depleted. And she, in her desperation, she called out. And I believe, dear friends, that when you and I today find ourselves between the rock and the hard place, praise God, we're to call out. Because the Lord Jesus Christ can't do just some things. Praise God, He can do all things. All things. So when she asked, He said His hour had not yet come. He didn't want this miracle to be something of a sideshow. But I thought about something. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, that request that Mary had may not have seems so significant. Well, it might not on a worldly scale, but I thought about something last week when we began to look at this passage of Scripture. The Lord reminded me that if it means something to you, praise God, it means something to Him. And oh, having a great time at this wedding meant something to Mary. And Jesus loved His mother. And Jesus seen an opportunity to bring about the purpose of God, to bring blessings to all that was in the midst. And I tell you today, dear friend, you may have a little prayer and a little request, and it may seem very insufficient, but I can tell you today, if it means something to you, praise God, it means something to Him. You say, well, how do you classify that? Well, in the ministry that we have at the schools and different places, we have children that will say, well, pray for my goldfish. And then we'll have one beside them say, pray for my mom and daddy. And one behind them say, well, pray for my papa that's dead. What are we going to do? It means something to you. It means something to Him. And I thought about what Jesus did there. I believe He seen the heart of His mother. He seen in her eyes, just as He looked at your heart and He looked in my eyes. The Lord has a purpose. He has a will to bless you and praise God, help you. Do you know what you have to do? You know what I have to do? I have to ask. I have to ask. Oh, praise His holy name. I have to ask. Jesus said in Matthew 7, in verses 8 and verse 7 of this text, Jesus was encouraging those around Him to pray. So in Matthew 7, 7 and 8, the Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that seeketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. I tell you, God has a desire for us to act. He has a desire for us to heed. He has a desire for us to be blessed. That's His purpose today, to bless us and to help us. You say, Brother Lynn, I have a desire to be blessed. Well, ask Him, praise God. Ask Him to bless you. Ask Him to help you. People says, Brother Lynn, you got to pray for me. I say, Brother, I will pray for you, but you got to pray for yourself too. You got to. We're all in this together. The foot of the cross is level. Praise God. We all, at our blood ball believers, we stand on holy ground. Jesus heard the request. And Jesus so tactfully acted in accordance to the will of the Father. Mary, his mother, who kept those things in her heart. Mary, his mother, who pondered these things over the years. If you look at Luke chapter 2, and you go up to John chapter number 2, more than 30 years had passed. Mary had a lot to ponder. She had a lot of things kept in her heart. And I believe that the Lord just stirred her in a wonderful, in a glorious way. How many years have we kept things in our heart? How many years have we pondered? I tell you today, dear friend, it's God's purpose to bless us, to bring these things up, to be encouraged today. There have been things in my life. There have been things that I've went through. There have been things I'm going through. There's things about me that have troubled and brought down. And the Holy Spirit will remind me of an act or a deed that He did in my life several years ago. And that cool breeze from that faraway country caresses my soul. It dusts me off. It lifts me up. It puts a new song in my mouth. And it enhances my going. Because I've got them here. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't got much. Well, if you got Jesus, praise God, you got everything. And you know something? What the Lord has put here in my heart and in my life, not all the devils in hell can take that away. It's mine. It's mine. And it was God's purpose for it to be mine. And the blessings that God had bestowed on you was His purpose to help you in time of need. So Mary thought, I'm going to ask Him. I'm going to ask Him. Have you ever said, well, Lord, I don't know why I ought to be troubling You. So many other people around me has got such serious, more serious problems than me. But God wants to hear from you. You might think it's trivial, but it ain't trivial to Him. So Mary asked. Mary asked. She sought. And praise God, she knew she would find. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how do you know that she knowed? Oh, dear friends, look with us, if you will. Look here at John chapter number 2. Look at what Mary did. Listen to verse 5 of St. John chapter 2. Mary said, His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Oh, dear friends, whatever the Lord says to you, you do it, because He's saying to you, He's working with you, He's working through you for a purpose. A purpose. A lot of people says, no, I got here on my own strength. No, you didn't get out of bed on your own strength. You got here simply by the grace of God. Simply. People says, well, I don't see any miracles before. Have you breathed today? Have you blinked your eye today? Oh, dear friends, if you blinked your eye and you took a breath, you've experienced a miracle. I can tell you today, dear friends, these old clay tabernacles that we walk around in is not fine-tuned machines. They are orchestrated. They're put together by the divine one, the glorious one. And praise God, He is in control. I got aches, I got pains, I got moans, I got groans. Do you? Sure you do. Sure you do. But God does what? He lifts you up. He blesses your heart. And you can be assured of that. That's why that when Mary spoke to Jesus and put forth her request, she rallied the servant and she said this, whatsoever he saith to you, do it today. Whatsoever the Lord Jesus Christ says to us and about us, do it. Do it. Do it. Why? Because the Lord not only has a desire to bless you, but praise be to God, he has a desire those that are around you. But when you look here at John chapter number 2, you will find there at the wedding feast was blessed. Mary was blessed. The servants were blessed. And when you look very closely, go down to verse number 11 of John chapter number 2, the Bible says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifest his glory. And his disciples believed on him. Not only did he believe the people of the feast, his mother, but his disciples was blessed tremendously. We're all blessed. God's purpose is to bless. God never has a desire to hurt. The Lord's purpose is to heal. You find people that uses the ministry as a whipping board. Well, I'm here to tell you today, dear friends, the Jesus that I serve and belong to, he didn't come to beat his sheep, he came to lead his sheep. He loved his sheep. He loved his sheep. He loved those guests there. And the Bible teaches us that Jesus acted in accordance to the will of God the Father and his purpose for that moment, that time, that hour was to bring glory and to bless all in the midst. God has a desire today to bless all in the midst. If we'll let him. If we'll simply let him. You see, a lot of times today, dear friends, we're robbed of blessings because we won't let him bless us. You say, well, I don't understand it. I go to church every time the door's open. Well, you can go to church every time the door's open. But if you turn your back on God, you can't expect to be blessed. You say, well, how do you know? Well, because I've done that. I've turned my back on him, but praise be to God, he's never turned his back on me. Mary pondered these things in her heart. Bible says that she kept them in her heart. When I think of that word, I think it means that she thought about them from time to time. She seen him grow up in that carpenter shop there in Nazareth. She knew the fate of her firstborn son. She knew he had a purpose. She knew he had a plan. I know it was dreadful to her. How many of you could give up your child? How many of you would want to see your child cruelly beaten and spitting upon and rejected? The Bible says that Jesus said he come into his own, but his own received him not. She knew these things. But she also knew the great reward. And oh, dear friends, I tell you today, when you know him, you know that great reward. For all was put together for a purpose. For your blessing, my blessing, and his edification. I love it. Now we've just went through 12 months, have we not? We went through a lot of highs. We went through a lot of lows. We've had a lot of ups and downs, hardships. We've had joy. We've had pain. We've had suffering. All the while, the one that has that divine purpose for our lives never left us, nor did he forsake us. He was always our present help in time of trouble. His purpose,
His purpose was us. That was His purpose. His purpose on that day of the wedding at Cana was to bring blessing. His purpose today on December the 31st of 2023 is to bring blessing to not just Miss Sandy, not just to Bob, Donnie, or Connie, or Joe, Carter, Jean, but to bring blessing to us all. You see, Christ blessed His mama in a unique way that day. He blessed those servants in a very genuine, miraculous way that day. He stirred the hearts of His disciples that day. All were blessed differently, but all were blessed in accordance to His purpose. Listen, we may have came here from different areas today. We may have come here from different families today. But we all share this in common. God has a purpose today to bless us if we let Him. So let us today end 2023 being blessed, being a blessing to others. And listen, being a blessing to Him. The Bible says He would go on down to Capernaum. He'd go on through the Judean world, and He would bless mightily because He had a purpose. Your friends, He had a purpose then. He has a purpose today. If you're here today and you're lost, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's God's purpose to save you today. If you're here today and you're backslidden on the Lord and you just fell by the wayside, it's God's purpose to bring you back to the fold today. God has a purpose. You say, well, Brother Lynn, everything is carefree, fancy-free. I'm high, wide, and handsome. I'm good to go. But rest assured of this, dear friends, the Lord still has a desire and a purpose to bless you today. We all can use a blessing. Let the Lord bless you today as you stand your feet.